Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Are RTE going to be in Macroom for the party tomorrow evening? It's electric down here in Bambi's hometown. I don't know. I can't speak for the newsroom. I would imagine they would be. Tommy enjoyed Dusty Springfield clips. Yeah, she's brilliant, isn't she? A legend. And we did a quiz years ago. We lived in Leitrim beside the Leitrim-Donegal border. We were bunched in with Donegal schools. Anyway, it came down to a tie and the winning question was, which county has the shortest coastline? Guess what? We got it wrong. You've never forgotten it. The answer, of course, is Leitrim. Did you know that, Peter McGann?
I didn't know that, but I could have... hazarded a guess now, in fairness.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't know if you would. I just you were saying that. You're on your way to Greystones. First of all, before we talk about the comedy, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
First time dad.
First time dad.
What age?
She's 6 weeks as of about 2 days ago.
Right.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Sophie.
Did you know in England they have a rule that you have to give a baby a name before 42 days, before they're 42 days old?
I would say that should be.
That's 6 weeks. That's 6 weeks.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Jeez, that seems longer. Yeah, no, that does make sense. I know people now, someone literally, an old neighbour of mine had a baby a few days after and they hadn't the name picked out. I think that's mad.
They probably said, we'll wait and see what they look like.
They look like babies. They all look like the one baby, the factory setting baby.
Had you got Sophie picked out before?
We had.
And were you at the birth?
I was, yeah.
Well,
front row. Well, front aisle seats. Yeah, it was amazing. Now it was a wild thing.
Any hecklers?
No, just me. You are cheering it on like you're on the sidelines of a sports match. So it genuinely does feel that way with you and the midwives just cheering.
Go on,
literally
go on,
that.
Go
literally,
on.
I was gonna have an aneurysm. It was, and like I'd always make fun of the lads after when they post about their child. They're always the caption, the stock template caption is in awe of this woman. In awe of this woman. And I always scoff at it, be like, that's whatever. But yeah, awe is a good word. When you see
you're in awe of your partner.
It is kind of awe inspiring, like when you see the thing itself happen. It's wild.
And you know, Peter, I don't know if you know this, but we can't do it.
Well, not for want of trying. But no, yeah.
We'll try,
we can offer is our support and our heckles, as you said.
Do you remember that great scene in Only Fools and Horses?
Yes.
Del Boy.
Yes.
He was there for the birth and he fainted.
Yes.
So the nurses had to tend to him.
I could see how it happens. It is an intense environment. It's like, it's not one that you can prepare yourself too much for. But it's
and what about, did you then have time with Sophie while your partner was getting, you know?
Yeah, you get your little brief moment of time with her and then you both go back to the ward and then you're at that stage, it's like God knows what time of the night it is and you're absolutely looped tired because it's been the last 24 hours running off you. And then you're just kind of given this tiny little thing to keep alive in mind, and you're fully responsible for them, literally, and they don't.
For the next 18 years,
don't kind of ease you into it. They're like, "That's you now." We're around the corner if you want us, but it is up to you.
Off you go.
Yeah, you do kind of. It is a lot of responsibility to land on your.
It is. Yeah,
it is. I mean, what am I saying? Shock horror. But
what's your partner's name?
Gemma.
Gemma. Yeah. Congratulations, Gemma, and little Sophie. That's. And where does Sophie fit into the extended family?
She is on one side the third grandchild, and on my side the second grandchild.
Yeah. Still enough, a novelty. Still a novelty. Yeah. So you're playing in the Whale Theatre in Greystones tonight. Sold out. Doors open at 8 o'clock. I don't know why I'm telling you that, but anyway. So we mentioned hecklers there. Do you encounter? Because you're relatively new to the stand up scene, are you?
Well, yeah, but I like to think that I have a good system for dealing with them. You need to have a good be on your game. On your A game, when you're dealing with these lads, and not show any quarter. So I just have a couple of like go to takedowns for heckles. For example, cop on. That's one I use. Cop on, or grow up. They don't like that. They just tend to grow up, or that says more about me than it does about you, or the other way around. I should say that says more about you. Sometimes I get nervous and I stumble over it, and then they don't respect me. But if I get it right, if I get the words in the right order, oh man, they look foolish.
That says more about you than it does about me. That's the line.
Basically, I try to take a substitute teacher energy to dealing with hecklers. You know, a nervous...
Mad you say that. Because the minute you started talking about hecklers, I was brought back to the week I did a substitute teacher in the school in Kildare. Primary school.
I would imagine that is hell.
Beyond hell. And the advice I was given by the teacher who was taking a week off, I think they were getting surgery or some description. They said, now, whatever you do, right, don't lower yourself to their level. Never slag them. Right? Yeah. So it was day three, and there was this one particular little fella who was giving me terrible jip and everything like that. And so there was some sort of altercation where I pulled his copybook away from him or something like that. And he says, you can't do that. I'm going home. Right? This is like 11 o'clock in the morning. So I'm going, what do I do? He's not going to do it. So I'm up at the desk. He stands up and he's about to leave the classroom. Right?
Yeah.
So I go, what do I do? I said, all right, go on, you big crybaby. It worked.
He sat down.
Yeah, because all the class laughed at him.
That's what you do. Take them down. They said, don't insult him. Absolutely insult him. Go straight in. Mean. Go below the belt. Just take him down.
Need to say I wasn't asked back.
Well, look.
Yeah.
There's still time.
So you're doing Greystones. The brilliant thing about Ireland now, as opposed to, say, 20 or 30 years ago, there are little theatres and venues all over the country, aren't there?
Yes.
Which is ideal.
Yes.
So you do a lot of these...
Yeah, I've been starting to do, like, I was in Kilkenny last weekend and then I'm in Dunleary, doing a pub in Dunleary and, like, Cork and all over the place. And it is, the way I try to do it is if you go there, kind of, the inspiration I took was when I saw the Rolling Stones in Croke Park, Mick Jagger. He got out there and he said, went for a few pints in Temple Bar last night. Everyone went mad. And he's like, and then we got a spice by everyone went mad. It's just local references is right, what I learned. Right. So, like, and what normally you do, you go there, you find the name of the most popular pub and the most popular takeaway. And you go there, you say, I went to Murphy's Pub after this. Way! And then I'm going to go to Mario's for a feed of chips. Way! But I go deeper than that. I take this job seriously. So I go on the Chamber of Commerce website for wherever I'm playing and I look up local businesses and I will be... And then I'm off to Marcus Brannigan's Financial Planning to get a sit-down consultation. Way! And then I might be head to Ashdown Quarry to buy some gravel. Way! And then to Calvin and Sons property to look at the listings. Way! And, like, to be honest with you, they don't go mad for that. No. But I can tell they're impressed with my local knowledge. So, like, that's
That's important. That's important. But that's what politicians do.
Exactly. I am a political comedian. Yeah, yeah. I'm not that funny, but I'm political.
So how are you gonna restructure that for the electric picnic now? Because that's a different type of thing.
Well, this is it. Doing the festivals is you end up, depending on how long you go down for, you're maybe a bit slower on the uptake and a bit hoarser when you're. But this time around, because obviously the baby Sophie's on the scene, I'll take it a bit.
Oh, you take it easy. Yeah, I'll be
a lot fresher.
Yeah.
But
so next Tuesday you're playing in the Juicy Koi Comedy Club.
Yes, indeed.
Where is that?
That is in Yamamori Tengu. So it's I used to be dancing to ABBA in that spot, so it'll be something
new.
Telling jokes instead.
And tonight in Wales, good luck on that, and congratulations again to yourself and Gemma on the arrival of Sophie.
Thank you very
much. Welcome to the world, Sophie. Thanks, Peter. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ian.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.